From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with the U.S. presidential race and Sunday's anticipated debate between Republican candidate Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton. Their second of three debate comes as a defiant Trump is vowing to stay in the race for the White House, claiming the news media and the establishment are trying to thwart his candidacy with the release of a 2005 video recording of Trump making lewd remarks about women. During the last month of campaigning, Trump said he will focus on his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, by arguing that her husband, former President Bill Clinton, has committed far worse misdeeds against women. Trump and Clinton will face off Sunday night at a university in St. Louis, Missouri, heading into the final weeks of the campaign. VOA will have live coverage beginning at 9 p.m. Washington time and 1 hour Universal time tomorrow. Check out our website, voanews.com, for the debate and all the news about the U.S. presidential election. People in Haiti fear the death toll could rise from Hurricane Matthew, which raced through the Caribbean and up the U.S. Atlantic coast this week. The storm is blamed for killing nearly 1,000 people, most of them in Haiti. U.S. military spokesman Peter Cook says the United States is sending aid to Haiti and other parts of the Caribbean.
In response to the hurricane's impact in the Caribbean and a request from the U.S. Agency for International Development, Secretary Carter has granted approval for Southcom to expend up to $11 million of overseas humanitarian, disaster, and civic aid funds to provide disaster relief support, including transportation support in the Caribbean, airfield and port assessments, as well as airfield operations.
And last note, the hurricane center was 100 kilometers off the U.S. East Coast, moving slowly out into the Atlantic in a twisting path, taking it well east of any populated areas. This is VOA News. Israeli authorities say a Palestinian opened fire from a car in Jerusalem, killing a woman and pedestrian and a police officer and wounding several others before he was stopped.
He was chased by police special patrol units on a fast motorbike. Shots were then fired at our police officers on their motorbikes, who responded and shot and killed the terrorist.
Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld. The Israeli prison service said the attacker had been convicted of assaulting a police officer and was ordered by a court to start a four-month jail sentence next week. Israeli police have been bracing for an increase in aggression during the Jewish high holidays. Rosh Hashanah was last week. Yom Kippur begins Tuesday. Turkey's prime minister is blaming Kurdish militants for a car bombing Sunday that killed 10 soldiers and 8 civilians outside a military checkpoint in southeast Turkey. Turkey launched a military operation in response to the attack. Turkish authorities imposed a temporary blackout on coverage of the attack, citing public order and national security reasons. Russia has vetoed a draft of the UN Resolution Council seeking to end the deadly bombing of the Syrian city of Aleppo. It is the fifth time in 5 years that Moscow has used its veto to block UN action aimed at stopping the bloodshed in Syria. David Pressman is the deputy U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, speaking on the situation in Aleppo.
The UN special envoy has warned the city will be completely destroyed by the end of the year. And we know the cause. The airstrikes conducted by Russia and the Assad regime are the cause.
The United States and its European allies have been trying to isolate Russia over its actions in Syria, suggesting that they could impose sanctions and calling for war crimes investigations. White House officials say the Obama administration is launching an immediate review of its support for the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen following an airstrike Saturday that killed more than 140 mourners at a funeral in Sana'a and left at least 500 others wounded. Most accounts of the incident said the devastation was caused by missiles fired by one or more warplanes, possibly the most damaging attack since the Saudi air campaign in Yemen began in March of 2015. Saudi Arabia denied any involvement in the incident and says it plans to launch an investigation into the attack. And a military helicopter crashed in northern Afghanistan, killing all 7 on board. The Taliban claims its fighters shot down the helicopter as the terror group continues to fight Afghan government forces in the region. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.